chasing. Then the Shadow Master's men had come after him, and he'd been too busy running to give the place any more thought. He walked up to the tree. Crows burdened its branches. He fingered the hole where the arrow had hit. She'd been watching over him then, hadn't she? Not interfering, but there just in case, maybe laying on a nudge or two to make sure he was around for her revenge. A long, lazy hill lay before. He decided to ignore the crows. He kept walking. The pain in his chest became insistent. He wasn't ready for so much exercise. He couldn't have gone far even without the crows keeping track. As he paused to rest, he wondered how much Soulcatcher had intruded on his affairs. Could she have had some hand in the outcome of Deja Gore? Destroying Stormbringer, who had worn the alias Storm Shadow, had been easier than he'd expected. And getting Shapeshifter had been a breeze, too, though there'd been a little treachery to that, since Shifter had been helping Lady. Which reminded him. That girl. Shifter's apprentice. She'd gotten away. She could be thinking of evening scores. Did Soulcatcher know about her? Better mention her next chance he got. His heartbeat had fallen off toward normal. The pain had waned. He resumed walking. He reached the ridgeline and stood leaning against a gnarly gray piece of exposed rock, panting while Crow circled and nattered.
Oh, shut up! I'm not going anywhere!
Another outcrop nearby vaguely suggested a chair. He shuffled over and sat, surveyed his kingdom. All Taglios could have been his if he'd won at Deja Gore, had that been his ambition. A flight of three crows arrowed in from the north, coming like racing pigeons, swirled into the flock, cawed some. The whole mob scattered. Odd. He leaned back, thought about the battle's aftermath. Mogaba was alive and holding the city against besieging Shadow Masters, according to Soulcatcher. Maybe a third of the army had managed to get inside the walls. Fine. A stubborn defense would keep them away from Taglios. But he didn't care that much about Taglios. Nice people, but anybody who was anybody was thoroughly treacherous. He was concerned about the few friends he'd left down south. Had any survived? Had they salvaged the annals, those precious histories that were the time link cementing the company? What had become of Mergen and the Standard and his Widowmaker armor? Legend said the Standard had been with the company since the day it had marched from Katavar. What were those damn crows up to? Moments ago, there had been 1,000 of them. Now he couldn't see 12. Those all glided at high altitude, drifting back and forth over something up the valley. Had Katavar become a hopeless dream? Had the last page of the annals been written just 400 miles from home? Sudden memory from the first hours of their journey away from Deja Gore. Just an image of a man floating, writhing upon a lance. Moonshadow? Yes. And Moonshadow had been skewered upon that lance during the fighting. Skewered on the lance that supported the Standard. It wasn't lost. That heirloom, more important than the annals themselves, was down there in the temple somewhere. He hadn't seen it. She must have hidden it. He glanced at a sky where Cumulus marched across a turquoise field. The crows were closer, those few still aloft. He jerked, startled. One was headed his way like a winged missile. It flapped, fluttered, very nearly suicided, making a landing on a rock pinnacle inches from his left hand.